And now, coming to you live from the box inside the Pride 48 studios, it's Adam and the Geeky Gay Show.
Hey, everybody. You know, I'm going to tell you guys, it is 9:59 in the morning on, let's see, November 26th. Anyway, I'm Adam, and it is day 26 of November Podcasting Month. Man, you know, that's November Podcasting Month is almost over, and I don't know, so am I going to continue? It certainly won't be every day. First of all, that's a lot of video and audio for you guys to consume just from one person. So in a week, that's like, because I do 10 to 15 minutes per episode. So let's see, that's like, what is it? It's like an hour and 20, hour and 30 minutes just of me talking. I don't want to hear me talking for an hour and 20 or 30 minutes. But anyway, so I'm thinking maybe of going to twice a week or maybe once a week, but maybe twice. I don't know. You guys let me know, you know, when you want to hear me or how often you want to hear me. So more technology woes. Well, I know I wanted to talk about this morning. So I got up. Katie woke me up at like 7:30 because that's what time she's used to getting her medicine. And, you know, that's when I, well, actually, I get up about 6 and I'm at work by 7. So it was a little bit late for her. But I usually, like on a Friday night, if I'm staying up late, I'll take her out right before I go to bed. So I think I took her out at like 2 in the morning or something. And usually the last time she goes out is like 9 or 10 at night. So she held it a little bit longer, but she starts to cough in the morning. So because of her heart condition, her heart presses against her trachea, and I have to give her blood pressure and then a diuretic for that. And so in the morning, she gets the worst because that's 24 hours from the last time she had her medicine. So she starts hacking and coughing, and even if she didn't come over and stare at me, the coughing would wake me up. And so I got up, I gave her medicine and her cheese, and I thought, and I took her outside, and then I thought, well, I could go ahead and go to the gym because then I would get that out of the way. And I'm always upset because Saturdays, even though I want to just like lay around and relax and, you know, not do anything, Saturdays always end up being get everything done day. And I don't, by the time I get everything I need to do done, I haven't had any time to relax. And then church on Sundays and then back to work on Mondays, I never feel like I have any time to just lay around and do nothing. So I thought, well, I'll go ahead and go to the gym. So I went to the gym, and I'm bored. The only time in life I'm really bored is at the gym. Like, I hate working out, and especially like the cardio on the elliptical. I did weights, and then I got on the elliptical. Well, I was so bored, and this is what I do when I'm bored. I'll be listening to something, a podcast or whatever, but I'll also pull up Grindr. And it was like, you know, 8:30 in the morning, and I thought, you know, whatever, I'm not looking for anything. I'm just going to chat with someone or something, you know, just to kill the time, because it seems like chatting kills time for some reason, faster than watching a TV show or something like that. And so I logged on there. Well, this guy who's like muscular, tan, like huge member, huge banana, right? Who is a semi-regular, but he doesn't have time to come over very often. he messages me and says, hey, I have to be at work at 10. So you want me to come over, you know, before I go to work? And I was like, yeah. And so, I'm not a slut. I mean, this is a banana that I have partaken of several times. I mean, you know, this isn't just some random banana. And so I told him, yeah, come on over when you're ready. So I did finish my workout, and then he came over, and we had a banana split, and it was lovely. But so anyway, now I thought, well, I could lay back down because it's only 10 o'clock, and, you know, I could get some more sleep in. But then I thought, no, you know, I'll go ahead and I'll record the Geeky Gay Show. I will edit DI Plus, and then by then it'll be 1, because it takes me 2 or 3 hours to edit DI Plus. And one of my favorite podcasts that streams live comes on, starts at 1. So then I can lay on the couch and watch that, and I will have accomplished everything that I had to get done today. So I'm gonna be by 1 o'clock. I will be now. There are some other things I need to, as you can see, over this other shoulder. I need to actually decorate the Christmas tree. So hopefully I will get that done today. Oh, and there's my TV behind that shoulder. It's not on. I'm glad I didn't leave the porn playing. Oh, this isn't a live feed. What am I talking about? But anyway, so I do need to decorate the Christmas tree, and I need to cook that chicken that I bought the other day, but we'll see if that gets done. But the main things that I needed to get done were work out, record this and put it out, and edit DI Plus. So if I can get those three things done, I'll be doing good. I wanted to read a comment that I got, or a few comments that I got. Let's see. Because I haven't read them. Greg, and I believe he's in New Zealand, Greg, said on episode 18 that he says, hey, Adam, yep, go for it with the guy you were talking about at the start of the show. And that's the guy who just got out of a straight relationship that I was talking about that's really cute. He's always so busy. We have not had a chance to get together, but he text messages me quite a bit, so I think he's interested, but no chance to get together with him, so I don't know. He says, also, I like the old programs, but they don't play them here. Well, Greg, they don't play Ann Southern anywhere. So I think you can get a lot of older shows now on Hulu or Netflix, some of them, if they're on DVD. But Hulu, I think, is the main place. I know they used to have Donna Reed on Hulu, which is a show that I used to love. I mean, she would come and answer the door. I mean, you know, her husband would come home from work and she'd be waiting there with her pearls on. And it was just a good time, you know. You just watch that and you don't think about the problems of the world, you know, or whatever. And he says, I do have the box set of Joe 90, Captain Scarlet, Thunderbirds, and Space, 1999. I don't know. I think that's three different things. Joe 90, Captain Scarlet, and then Thunderbirds in Space, 1999. Although it could... Oh, he says a box set, so I guess it is three things. Anyway, thank you for the comment, Greg. I'm still looking for recordings of the Ann Southern show. It didn't... you know, I think it was only like one season when they played it. And... you know, so it may have not been popular enough for anyone to even think about putting it on DVD. I hope they probably won't. I mean, I found some clips on YouTube, but not a whole episode. It sucks, because I really like it. Anyway, I will try to catch up with other comments throughout the next few days and people who've subscribed to me on YouTube. So if you want to subscribe, look for Geeky Gay TV on YouTube. Email me contact@geekygay.com. Look for Geeky Gay on Google Plus, or you can find me on Facebook and Twitter. Bye, everyone. I'm running out of music. Bye.